giving you the...
Oh, are you welcome.
It is the 20th day of August 2025 at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
This is a regular work session of the Board of Uinta County Commission being held in the large conference room in the commission office. Our first order of business today is the Utah Geospatial Resource Center Agreement for Monument Replacement and Restoration Committee Grant. Brooks Law.
Yes, we received this grant from the state of Utah. This is from the UGRC for $28,076.19. These funds will be used for section corner monumentation over up Deep Creek. I had some local surveyors and some landowners complaining about some of the situation of the monument. One of the surveyors is concerned that previous surveyors have done things incorrectly and have requested that you can look at it. So I said use this funds for that area. It's all stone monuments, so they're really old monuments. It's a really good use of these funds. I believe that's what the state has granted us. If you have any questions for me.
You said that amount too fast.
Sorry, $28,076.19.
Thank you. I have really appreciated you going after all these grants and that to help correct all these monuments and fix things out here in our county. Thank you.
Microphone.
Perfect. You're welcome.
Oh. Dang it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Well,
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, Matt, you might have something coming up here, but I can't tell. Like the next three. First one is Resolution 08-20-2025-R1 accepting 3950 South, which is a Stonebrook subdivision.
Okay. Yeah, this is the, thank you, Commissioner. This is the, just the Stonebrook subdivision continuation. So we're going to continue this road on, the rest of it all the way to the end there. And we're just going to add it to the map as a, class 1B paved. So that's essentially all that is. We already have it paved. We have the parcels addressed. We just need the road added and addressed. So.
Great. It meets all the requirements we have for making it a real road in the county.
Yes. Yes.
Just one request. Would you please do the other coordinate when we get these addresses? Because like 1500 South, when we had a 1500 South, east, west, you know, just kind of giving us at least an estimate on the coordinates of the road or whatever we're working on. Thank you.
Yep.
Will do. All right, next one. This will be Resolution 08-2025-R2 accepting 1550 South within Briar Creek subdivision. Matthew strikes again.
Just for the record, both of these roads come off of 500 West.
Yes.
Yeah, the first one was an extension from 500 West to the end of the west end of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was also on 500
West. This is also on 500 West. This one is 1550 South, and this is a subdivision here that will come down all the way to the end. And then... so this is the same thing, adding it to the map and getting it so it will be added to the map and addressed. That's all we need. So here's the where the road will be right there.
You know, we've already made arrangements on where it ends to do a hammerhead turnaround from fire trucks if need be.
Yes, there is a... on the plat map, there is a temporary turnaround that will be put in.
And the same with the last one. I didn't see it on there, but I assume that's
probably... Yeah, there's another one on there, too.
There's a temporary one there right now.
And you're good with it?
Yeah. And the last one, we're in front of it.
Thank you. And then Resolution 06-2020-25-R3 accepting 1940 South and 2000 South within Basin Acres subdivision.
And that's basically off of Vernal Avenue, correct?
This one is off of Vernal Avenue, yes. this road will be right about here, and then the road plan is going to be, so it's, again, parcels are addressed, the road just needs to be added to the map and address as well. And it's a 1B paved.
It's a completed road?
Yep.
And you're good with it, Scott?
Yep.
Okay, Sonia?
I just, Matt's not here, but I know they had some, a bubbler or something there on the north side, and they stated they might have had some issues with that backing up or not draining. Does anybody know anything about that, or is that resolved, or where are we on that?
No, it's resolved, and I've tested it before.
And it works okay now? Okay. And then they're going to put a retention pond in down there?
It's there and in use.
Okay.
This is the one we had a conversation on the other day.
Yeah, I met with the engineer because there was an issue there, but they resolved that, and I said I put the truck down there and tested it. And I've checked it with rainstorms.
Okay. Thank you.
With what?
During the rainstorm.
What rainstorm?
Well, previously.
The monsoon was when I ran my windshield wipers twice.
Yeah,
not just once. Okay. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, thank you.
Scott, you have road maintenance agreements.
Yeah, so I have two road maintenance agreements, one with Anschutz Exploration and one with Spico Oilfield Services for the asphalt wash, east and west roads. They have a well down there, they're drilling, tearing that road up pretty good, so they requested a road maintenance agreement to use the water trucks and put down on the road base.
Sorry, what road was it?
Asphalt wash.
Asphalt. So they're actually just wanting to help do keep dirt dust down and.
Yep. And they've been really proactive and
cleaning the roads out if it rains. Okay. Anything else?
I have one thing that I just want to share. The waiver for UN Conference Center to not have a dot gov account came through, so what would you, with them not having, because you know we had a task for that waiver, Derek sent me the information that they were approved for that, but they meet the criteria as well, need a dot gov, thank you.
How did you get that?
We sent the
How did you get notification?
The email.
What do you mean? How did I get notification? Like that we needed a waiver? Or
no,
that
you got the waiver approved.
Oh, yeah. So the state sent back an email saying.
Did you make sure that IT gets that their record?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, oh, she's got it.
Okay.
That's why I just wanted to let you know that we went through each of those entities that didn't have a dot gov. We got a waiver for now. The traveling events. The Western Park and their websites and accounts.
Are those the only ones that were requesting the waiver?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything you think we else we need? Those would be the ones I can come up with.
You have something to say, Brenda, or you just sort of take the papers?
Nope, I'm double tasking.
Willis, it's all yours.
With the exception of Mr. Scott Hardman, move to adjourn.
You are adjourned. Thank you all very much for showing up. Make sure you get donuts, treats, whatever it is.